Yes? Oh, good evening, and welcome to Aggressive Couch number 44. Yes.
Great creative title there.
Well, I had a title, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Okay. We'll go with that, I guess.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And welcome to the Aggressive Couch. Let's just keep doing the opening over and over.
Okay. Welcome to the Aggressive Couch. I'm Dave.
Yes. And I'm Ron.
And this is couch number 44.
Yes. What was the name of it? Because I don't remember.
Yes.
Let's just have six names for it.
Sure.
All right. Well, since we put hours and hours and planning into this, since it's been, I guess, what, like 2 weeks since we've done stuff?
I think three or four.
Yes. Because I've been out of the country on safari.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a little hobby of mine for years.
Yeah.
There's headphones. Your headphones keep bothering me.
What?
Your headphones look weird every time you look over here.
Sorry, the other ones are over there. You need to stop and get them?
No, but your head looks like a TV with the old head. That's all I keep thinking of. Welcome to channel 45.
No, it's 49.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was 45 out of Baltimore.
Yeah, but that's a Fox affiliate.
Yeah. I think it is now, isn't it?
Yeah. It used to not be.
Yeah. I know they used to show, like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that anymore. All right. So we'll do our usual great show, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you want to start with?
Well, one of us prepared topics, so I guess we should start with that.
Okay.
How about Facebook mistakes?
Okay.
Like friending your relatives and stuff on Facebook.
Yes. It can be considered a mistake, I guess.
Yeah. Because how do you unfriend them without them finding you out? Especially when they've only got like 17 friends.
Yes.
It's going to be pretty obvious when they're down to 16. As somebody with 1,200 friends, you can unfriend them pretty safely.
Yes. You know, the people I have, there are people that have like 1,200 friends. I mean,
yeah.
My kid's on there,
yeah.
My oldest, and he's got like 100-some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking, no one knows these people. And even Laura's the same way. She has all these friends.
Yeah. I only have like 20 friends, and I have friends that I have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
You know, people I don't think I've met, but I was friends with somebody that they were friends with when they first signed up. So it's like, well, I'll friend all their friends.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I've never even got... I don't even bother doing that.
Yeah.
It's not that I couldn't, but I don't know. I've been
debating. No, I haven't intent. I seek people out and try to friend them.
Yeah.
But when people say, you know, do you want to be my friend? Generally, I say no.
Yeah. I know I added two people recently because I guess they knew one of my aunts or uncles or something.
Yeah.
And I looked at their profile and, they're like, you know, they're Christians and they get to church all the time. And I added them anyway. It's like, well, here's your mistake.
I know, because I'm afraid to post anything extremely offensive because, you know, my dad's relatives are kind of sensitive to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I could give a shit what they think.
Yeah.
But he cares what they think. And, I mean, I feel I have to respect that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't try and get too offensive, but I notice a lot of people... That are my, because most of my friends are relatives on there.
Yeah.
They're like right wingers and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're all, I guess, Christian conservative.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I guess my mom's side is like that, but my dad's side is really not like that at all.
Yeah.
They're more of, you know, like the creative types and things like that. And, I don't know. I guess you could say that maybe that would be a slant against conservatives that there aren't talent against. But I'm not exactly saying that. But there were some comedians that, you know, when's the last time you've seen a, you know, a conservative comedian?
Yeah.
Because they're just not funny. I mean, I know they're out there, but.
Yeah, Mark Veneer always says that it'd be like doing a Marx Brothers movie and trying to make Margaret Dumont the funny one. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. But then I also noticed, too, that the relative, you know, they put up, like, this right-wing propaganda sometimes.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had to fire back. And plus, most of the stuff I post, probably no one understands, or they just... Who knows what they're thinking.
Yeah. I know one guy kept sending me this libertarian bullshit, and I had to tell him to go fuck himself. Like, stop sending me this crap.
Because the other thing I do, I keep railing against the NFL Network. It's just a passion of mine. I mean, I do like watching football, but we were watching the game last night, and the audio quality was horrible.
Yeah.
On the mics that the play-by-play guys had and the announcers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible because I guess they almost sound like they're too close to their face, and they had them turned up too much because it was like they had that distortion after they would talk.
Yeah.
So I had to post up. I put something up there like, you know, the audio quality on this game is terrible. Is it? This is even worse than NFL Network. But anyway, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, you know who I friended recently?
Who?
Brock Knoll.
Really?
Yeah.
He's on Facebook?
Yeah, and he actually updates his profile, or actually posts things, or at least friends people occasionally.
Oh, okay. I never knew he was on there.
I just saw, I wasn't even, like, looking for him, really.
Yeah.
I was just on some other mutual friend's website, and I saw, I was like, Brock Knoll? Like, what the fuck? It can't be the same one.
You see, I never bothered looking for him, because I figured he would never have a computer.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you don't need a computer anymore. You can do it from your phone, but...
Yeah.
I just never thought he would do it.
Yeah. And the other person? Our ex-drummer, John. Not the other ex-drummer, but the recent ex-drummer, the Hawaiian John.
Oh, he's on there?
Yeah, and he is divorced. You couldn't guess that was going to happen at some point.
Okay. Is he back in York, then?
No, he still lives in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And he runs, like, a sewage truck or something. At least I think that's what he does. At least he's into surfing. I mean,
yeah.
If you move to Hawaii and you don't get into surfing, you probably got a problem.
Yeah.
And he's playing bands in some classic rock cover band.
Yeah.
Again, who would have thought?
Yeah. Well, he was a nice guy. He was just kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. He was just John, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess it does make sense that he wouldn't leave Hawaii because he probably couldn't get home. It's probably just cheaper to stay there.
Yeah.
Even though that's not really the most, it's not the cheapest place to live.
No. But since the standard of living is so high, they have to pay a lot.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. If you live a place like that, if you can save 10% of my, like I save 10% of my paycheck.
Yeah.
It's like diddly squat. And yeah. I own a house out here.
Yeah.
Whereas if my cousin Matt in California saves 10% out of his paycheck, he can buy a new car.
Yeah.
I mean, the price of cars is constant.
Yeah.
Plus, in L.A., the price of used cars is so ridiculously low.
Yeah. Well, who drives in L.A. anyway?
Yeah, except for everybody.
Yeah. There's never a traffic jam in L.A.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. Nobody does drive in L.A. They just sit in their cars for 8 hours.
Yeah, and breathe in the smog. Well, since we're talking about Facebook, let's talk about, let's talk about toughness. How's that sound?
Great segue.
Yes. Well, the reason I want to talk about toughness because yesterday at one of the football games, the one quarterback for the Chicago Bears, he went out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's questioning his toughness, even though he sprained his MCL in his knee.
Yeah.
So he couldn't put any pressure on his knee.
Yeah.
So the question is, what is it really to be tough? Mm-hmm. What's considered tough?
Okay.
Well, what do you consider tough?
Like meat if it's overcooked.
Maybe. Well, I mean, especially with sports, because everyone, you know, has got to be big, tough guys.
Yeah. I think if you're injured, go ahead, leave the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be playing at your best anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing about the show must go on was not invented by, like, bands or performers. That was invented by theater owners because they didn't want to give refunds.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the biggest problem I think this starts with is in sports in general because it's, you know, especially with football because it's supposed mm-hmm. to be so manly.
Yeah. And it's not really manly. I mean, that's like teenage idea of what manliness is.
Yeah.
It's not real manliness.
I mean.
If they start having poetry readings and group hugs and crying. Well, maybe that's not manly, but. At least that they wouldn't be afraid to do that, you know?
Yeah. But no matter, you know, it's like sports writers and just people in general. I mean, even I find it funny when, even if you don't watch football or even follow it, but if for someone, for me to say, well, that guy isn't tough.
Yeah.
But then if you work at a desk job, how can you really say, you know, he's not tough when he's actually doing something like that for a profession and you're behind a desk, you know, pushing a pencil?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's
certainly
really
if
tough.
You tear your MCL knee or something and you go to work the next day and you sit in an office chair for 9 hours, it's not exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Or maybe if you get carpal tunnel, I guess, and you can't use your mouse or something. Or just take a ruler and, I don't know, duct tape it to your little cast so you can go like this. See, it's great that I'm doing visual stuff on an audio podcast.
Yeah, it's just like when I was doing the rabbit quotes last week.
Yes. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the part of the podcast where we do a radio play, right?
Yeah.
We should do radio plays. Why not?
I can't find a Very Bagel Sunday anywhere. Yeah. I was going to upload it.
Yeah. I have the I have the printed out copy that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Cause I don't think I do. Well, I do. It's probably been thrown out.
Yeah. That would be good to do. It would take time.
We'd have to get a cast of thousands.
Yeah. It'd be so terrible. But it'd be
Ronald, what are you talking about? About sex. What else?
All right. Should we talk about some finances?
Finances? Is this one of yours?
No, this is just the not know, people born yesterday will not know what today is like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was on the finance website, but it was...
yeah.
So people born today will never know watches, maps, or intelligent internet comments. What will people born in 2031 miss out on?
Absolutely nothing.
And I... Well, yeah, they may not experience it, but they're not going to miss it, right?
Yeah,
really. Well, I was thinking, like, desktop computers and game consoles.
Yeah. I mean, there'll maybe strictly be one device where you can do everything.
Yeah. It'll have to plug into your TV, though.
Yeah.
There's no way people are going to sit there, like, you know, six people on a couch all going like, nee. No, it's going to have to be broadcast to the TV set somehow.
Yes. 3D TV.
Yeah. I saw this where this guy hooked electrodes up to his eyes and it just blinked like 60 times a second. So he didn't have to buy the glasses. It's like, it works, but it's painful. Every time it rains, I forget who I am.
And every seizure that he's having. That's probably what the people in the future will say. It's like, oh, I can't believe they wore those glasses while they're having a seizure. Looking at like, because you know, Nintendo is coming out with the 3DS.
Yeah.
Which is 3D, but you got to look at it like at the right angle. So that seems like that would be a migraine for anybody.
Yeah.
Look at the screen the right way. If you don't, you'll have a seizure.
Yeah, it'd be like that virtual boy they had about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It was taken off the market for causing migraines.
Maybe the microwave won't be around anymore, just in a different form.
Yeah.
Like in Back to the Future, where you just put the pizza in. Mm-hmm. It's like a, I don't know, like a super tiny, you just put it in, then 30 seconds later, you have a whole pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking we won't have commodes in the future, because it wastes so much clean water. So I think we'll just have holes in the floor, and you'll just move your house every month.
Yeah. You know, that's the one thing that never gets targeted. I mean, granted, you have toilets that are like 1 gallon per flush now.
Mm-hmm.
But that still doesn't get targeted enough. You would think that'd be like a big heavy hitter, but...
Yeah, in foreign countries, they actually, you wash your hands in the sink, and the sink water drains into the commode for the next flush.
Yeah. You wash your hands as you're pissing.
Sure. Cut out the middleman, just piss in the sink.
Because pee is sterile, right?
So. Yeah, pretty much. not a good idea to drink it. I mean,
you can drink it.
Well, wood is sterile, but you wouldn't want to go eating it, you know?
You can drink your own urine.
Yeah, you can. You can also drink sweat and jizz.
Because what was J.D. Salinger? Because he went, you know, he went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he would drink his own urine. And he, of course, he would also speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be a great guy to be around with. I mean, just think, you know, you go over to someone's house for a dinner party. You know, you try to act normal.
Yeah.
But if you know you're going over to J.D.'s house, you can just piss pride wherever you want and yell out anything. Like, oh, stop it.
I can imagine people hiring him for parties.
He'd probably be really popular.
Yeah.
Of course, you couldn't. You wouldn't understand the thing he's saying. What are you saying?
Is he speaking in tongues, or is that that giant rubber dinosaur costume he's in?
I think he's dead, though, isn't he?
I have no idea. Well, I don't even really. I'm not even sure who you're talking about. Was that Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah.
Okay.
The writer.
Well, at least I know the book.
Hey, well, since we're talking about famous dead celebrities, what? Jack LaLanne is dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. I'm not done with my list yet.
All right. I just wanted to put that in there.
Yeah. AM radio is going to be gone. Finally.
Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, whatever. I'm thinking, on one hand, we're not going to have any movies with actual characters or decent plots anymore.
Yeah.
At least ones that aren't snobbish and pretentious.
Yeah.
That'll piss off the purists and the Hollywood folks both.
Yeah, everything will be animated.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when that latest Tron movie came out, the big hubbub about that was they took Jeff Bridges, and because the enemy in it is, you know, Jeff Bridges, but he's like 20 years younger.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, they used all this technology to basically make another character using his facial and it.
Yeah.
It does look like him, but it's still, there's like something off about it.
Yeah. Well, I think that might have actually been intentional, right?
Well,
or was it?
Maybe.
Yeah, the uncanny valley. If it looks realist, the more human something looks, the more people like it until it looks almost human.
Yeah.
And then it creeps the fuck out of people like Michael Jackson used to.
Yeah.
But then if it looks 100% human, people like it.
Yeah.
But if those little eye movements are just slightly off, people go, ugh.
Yeah. But then, you know, Jeff Bridges was saying that, well, this means you could practically act forever then.
Yeah.
Because if they have all this, he said, I could be dead and I could still be acting.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's probably what will happen in the future, just be rehashed. Because some star will get popular and people...
Yeah. There'll be nothing but voice actors.
Yeah. Voice actors and God knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else did you have?
Large top-heavy SUVs. We'll still have SUVs. I think they're going to be low and wide rather than tall and top-heavy.
Maybe, but...
Because the price of gas is going to come back down eventually. And we'll start running our cars on vegetable oil or, you know, third world orphans or something.
Well, how can you say that with this socialist government that we have right now?
Oh, yeah. One thing we'll probably never see again is pants with waistlines smaller than their inseams.
Yep.
Shoes with laces. Anything that you have to bend over, you'll probably never see again.
You think? Wait, let's go back to the weight thing for a second.
Yeah.
You think people will really just keep getting fatter or now because there's like some kind of movement people will actually slim down?
Yeah, probably keep getting fatter. Because I don't think the root cause is people necessarily eating bad. I just think it's...
Now, the root cause is that it's people are just lazy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, really, it's called as it is. It's just laziness.
Yeah, I think it's the reason why people are lazy, though, is the stress of modern life and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... You know, it's like a, I don't know, house of cards almost.
Yeah.
Because before, you'd have to hunt for your food. Now, you can just get in your car and drive somewhere. And
I don't really think it's the food companies. Certainly, they play a role, but they're only playing a role. And we might want to consider limiting the amount of, like, junk crap they can make. Yeah. But ultimately, we still have to allow the individual to make that decision.
Yeah. Well, you
I think that's it. Maybe we should maybe just force restaurants. You have to have at least one thing that's healthy and low salt on the menu.
Yeah.
So if somebody intentionally chooses not to buy it, and it has to be really fucking tasty, it has to be really cheap.
Yeah.
And if nobody buys it, you have to keep it on the menu anyway.
Yeah. Well, nobody buys organic shit. I mean, people do, but it's so overpriced.
Yeah.
And if you're feeding more than one person in your house, then it's super expensive.
Yeah, and there's no health benefit. And as far as the environment's concerned, there's no environmental benefit either.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the real good farmers, the ones that are actually intelligent, watched what the organic farmers were doing and picked out the good ideas and ignored the bad ones and incorporated into their science-based farms.
Yeah.
And now they're getting like 300 bushels an acre. 20 years ago, they were getting 150 bushels an acre, and they're using less fertilizer now.
But people are lazy.
Yeah.
It would be kind of cool, though, to see if there is a movement where everyone gets skinny.
Yeah.
Then there'll be another underground movement where it'd be like the fat-ass movement.
Yeah.
Where just people getting fat.
Yeah, everybody has to divide themselves into groups of us and them.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, I could see that now.
Even people like, even when I say that, I'm kind of implying that I don't, so therefore I'm setting myself apart. The people who don't judge other people isn't us.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't win.
Yeah, you really can't. Well, either way, you're going to have some kind of division.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you say that you're not, but then.
Yeah, but humanity is tribal.
Yeah.
You know, and you really have to move past that. I think that's part of not being tough, but part of being an adult.
Yeah.
It's still okay to belong, but, you know, you don't want to try to hold people out. That's one thing I was thinking about religion this week. You know, they're not trying to accept other people into their religious group. What they're trying to do is bring, you know, they don't want to accept you as you are. You know, they will accept you, but only if you want to join their little group.
Yeah.
They will welcome new members into their little group, but they don't want to grow their group into a big group.
Yeah.
And also, scripted dramas and comedies on TV, or at least shows that admit they're scripted.
Yeah.
And in South Carolina, somewhere in the South, where the firemen won't put out, you have to, like, hire the firemen to put a fire out.
Yeah.
Even though your tax money is still supporting them regardless. So it's in the future, it's going to go back to like the Byzantine Empire when the fireman's job was to put out fires, you know.
Or burn books.
Yeah.
Like in Fahrenheit 451.
No, what it is firemen will only put out fires that they started. And they're basically going to become extortionists again. It's true. It's like, oh, your house is on fire. You got to pay us $20,000. Oh, the price just went up.
Save money and put it out yourself.
Yeah, that's a nice firstborn you got right there.
Yeah. Well, as long as the power stays on, everything should stay in somewhat order.
Yeah.
You know, going back to TV or like scripted shows,
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see if like the big three or big four networks are still around. I mean, I think they'll be around, but...
Yeah. Are they going to be bought out and merged so many times that they're just brand names like RCA?
Yeah. And really, I think the only reason why they're still around is because they still air, like, football and things like that.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Mm-hmm.
But then still, I mean, it's still over the air.
Yeah.
So you can't really beat that. It still beats... I mean, the problem with cable is you gotta pay.
Yeah.
And what do you get? The Bible Channel.
Yeah.
You have any more?
Well, yeah. Do you have any more topics?
No, I meant of this list.
Oh, no, future. That was the last of my list.
What about physical media?
Physical media? That was covered in the list.
Yeah. But, you know, since we're talking about the future, did you hear that Netflix is saying they're not going to do DVDs anymore?
Yeah, at least they're giving out signs. It was what I read.
Yeah. So it's, I think you get, I guess for a while you can still get DVDs, but that, now they're trying to limit it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the selection, I mean, there's stuff, there's plenty of stuff to stream.
Yeah.
The problem is there's a lot of crap on there that you can stream.
Yeah. And this is different from the DVDs you can get, in what way?
Yeah, but with DVDs, you get just about every, you know, anything that you want.
Yeah.
From the high-quality stuff to very low-quality stuff.
Yeah.
But the streaming, there is some, you know, newer stuff that you probably want to see.
Yeah.
And then there's stuff that's a little bit older, newer, I guess, than, like, you know, barrel feeding, basically bottom feeding.
Yeah.
But then again, it makes it a great service because then you can really see stuff that you'd probably never see.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
You get spoiled for choice.
Yeah.
When you have, you know, 150 great movies, it's like, oh, again?
Yeah. But one thing I do like about it, I mean, there is crap on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great because it's not like you've gone to the store and rented it and realized that you've made a fatal mistake in your life.
Yeah.
But
it lowers the cost of commitment.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you watch something and say, well, that wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But there is great stuff that you'd never find in, like, a, you know, any store that's renting movies.
Yeah. Certainly not at the Video Box since it's been shut down for, like, 15 years.
That long, huh?
I think.
You know, there's another Blockbuster that's closing, too.
Yeah.
By that Lowe's in West York.
Oh, there's a Blockbuster there?
Not anymore. It's closed.
I thought that one was already closed, actually.
No. It's like that one and the one in East York were the only two that are left still.
So. Yeah. Wait, you said the one by Lowe's, is that in West York?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the one in East York, and I thought it was already closed.
No, the one in East York is still open.
Yeah, that's by the Home Depot.
Yeah, and Walmart.
Yeah.
I think that'll be around because that I think that does business because of where it's at.
Yeah. I know they have a kiosk, a Blockbuster kiosk at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see anybody ever get anything out of it, though.
A dollar a night.
Yeah.
We rent from them sometimes if we want to see something that's newer.
Yeah.
Because there's one, there's a Rutter's close to my house, and there's one out there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised someone's driven off of one of those yet.
They probably have.
I mean, really?
Why are you driving this forklift into our store, sir? There's just so many bargains.
I mean,
okay, go on through.
But they're outside at the Rutter's, so all you need
Is
so all you need is a pickup truck and a dolly.
Yeah, and a chain cutter.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm going to take this for a ride.
I'm renting all the movies tonight. I figured it'd be just easier if it was out in front of my house.
And, you know, nowadays theft is so easy because all the tools are portable.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time where you couldn't have portable tools like that, but now everything's portable.
Yeah.
Runs on batteries.
Mm-hmm. And you can always get portable heavy-duty generator/welders.
Yeah.
And you can run a plasma cutter off them, so.
What are you doing with that plasma cutter?
Well, they did that on Mythbusters, and it set fire to everything inside. It wasn't real money. It was Monopoly. It set everything on fire. But they're like, man, if you got jewels inside one of these things, you can forget it.
Or even, but just causing mayhem. I mean, if you want to rip off ATMs that way. Of course, I guess that would explain why ATMs aren't really outside of buildings for them anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still those bank ones, but.
Yeah, they're built into the walls, though.
Yeah. Well, occasionally you'll get somebody that they get a heavy-duty pickup truck and they, rip it out of the wall.
Mm-hmm. But if you can afford the heavy-duty pickup truck, you can probably. You know, how much money can you get out of an ATM? I mean.
Yeah. I guess if you get desperate enough.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, maybe if you're a contractor and you're about to go under, you just need $500 for until next week.
Or what if you make a mistake and you just have this heavy-duty chain with a hook? And you just throw it out of the back of your truck. You know, things happen. You might get caught on something and it just winds up pulling something out of the wall.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Mm-hmm. I'd believe that.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
To the hardcore sex of the show. Hey, Christina Aguilera is going to sing the Super Bowl national anthem.
Yeah. What is the national anthem of the Super Bowl?
Money, money, money. I don't know. You know, I can't even believe people watch the halftime. Watch it. I feel sorry for the people that are in a stadium.
Yeah. Like, it's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yeah. Even though some of the footage is filmed in October. Did you see... yeah, that's right. We talked about Dick, didn't we?
Yeah.
The last time. So if you're going to the Super Bowl or I guess going to watch it, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Okay. So where do you want to be in 10 years?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. We'll probably be on episode 50 by then.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't count on that.
All right. 49.
Yeah. Well, I have goals, but they're mostly like, you know, build a garage, things like that.
I mean, it's
I mean, I thought and thought and thought about this. There's really just nothing I want to share with anybody.
I'm not sure where I want to be in 10 years. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I have plans.
Yeah. And?
Yeah, but most of them are short term. It's more, this is something I want to look into. This is something I want to try. It's not, I try to set a goal, like a short term goal that I'm going to be more active or I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Then 10 years go by, so I'm going to be more active.
No, because the thing is, if I say I'm going to lose like so much weight by a certain date, if it looks like I'm going to make it, I immediately set the bar like 3 times higher so that I don't make it.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like 3 pounds short or something, and I'm like, God damn it, and I just pork back up.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of person. I have to set continuous improvement as my goal.
Yeah.
So that's my goal.
Continuous improvement.
Yeah, and then I want to put a stick into my Camaro.
Yeah.
So I have this like a really scudzy old Trans Am. I'm just going to take the stick out of that and put it in the Camaro.
Yeah.
And then I have this Trans Am, and it's not going to have a transmission in a few months.
Yeah.
I have this scudzy old Camaro, so I was going to take the transmission out of the Camaro and put it into the Trans Am.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I would want to have a garage built that so I can do that.
Yeah, you might need a garage for that.
Yeah, well, you won't need it, but believe me, when it starts raining.
on a nice day like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when it's 20 degrees out.
Yeah. Well, my garage is going to have heat. I'm just going to start the car and turn the heater on.
Yeah.
You can do the same with the air conditioner, too.
Just make sure you keep all the doors closed.
Yeah, you don't want to let the heat out.
Unfortunately, people do that all the time.
Yeah, and sometimes they're just trying to keep warm. What was that? I can't remember the name of that band. Material Issue?
Yeah.
The singer killed himself by locking himself in his garage and starting his car.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember Material Issue.
No, neither do I, actually. I just remember that. So, I didn't hear about that band until like 10 years after the guy was dead.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this band's really not all that good. I wonder what happened to them.
Is that why everyone liked them? Because the guy was dead?
No. They were completely forgotten.
Yeah. That's odd. But, you know, you do have to tell people. I mean, it's just, like, for God's sake, you got to tell people not to plug in a TV and take it in the bathtub with you.
Yeah. I don't necessarily see a problem with that. You know, why not put warning labels on it?
Yeah.
I just think they should make them more patronizing.
They really should.
Yeah.
I mean, you really got to be told not to stick a fork down in a toaster.
Yeah.
But the bad thing is that, you know, that some poor bastard did that. That's why that warning's there.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being that guy.
I remember the video for Satisfaction.
yeah,
Devo version where Boogie Boy sticks a fork down the toaster. It's like baby, 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 baby. It's his electric cuteness.
You know, that's the guys that you never hear about.
Yeah.
That's the show that I want to see.
What?
The guy that made the warning label, who made that warning label possible.
Yeah.
You know, about not taking a radio, plugged in a radio in the shower with you.
Yeah. I know Mythbusters was throwing hair dryers into the bathtub, trying to see if, I can't remember the result. I think it could be fatal, depending on where you were in the tub and the salinity of the water and,
yeah.
You know. Exactly how close did the thing get to you? Because if it goes through your heart, you're dead. But if it goes through your leg, it'll just burn you really bad.
Yeah. But still, not something you want to try.
No. That was one of the early episodes, and it wasn't very good.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same reason you got to tell people to drive with headlights on at night.
Yeah.
Because you know if you didn't, there would be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, if you look around at the world, you realize just as people, how stupid everybody is, or how easily, just how
the thing is that everybody does mistakes like that occasionally.
Well, no, so what I'm saying is
some people are like that all the time. Is that what you mean?
No, what I'm saying is that overall, just all people in general, you realize how kind of stupid we are,
mm-hmm.
just because of the way the brain thinks.
Yeah.
Because think about what the perfect example would be the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. If you took away the guardrails and the medians,
yeah,
and you had no lines, everyone would be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how you need that, you know, the guide rail,
mm-hmm.
to keep you going.
Yeah.
Just think about it. If you didn't have the guide rails around the lake, I guarantee there would be people driving off that thing every day.
Yeah. And another thing they have is, I was watching this one movie. They were talking about, you know, the human mind and how it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Just exactly like that. They found somewhere out in the Midwest, well, all through the Midwest, you know, they have these long straight roads.
Yeah.
And it gets icy in winter. And they find that, like, according to chance, there's like 10 times more people slamming into telephone poles.
Yeah.
And what it is your car goes out of control and you think, I have to avoid that telephone pole. And as soon as your mind thinks the word telephone pole, telephone pole, telephone pole, you can't stop yourself. You focus on it. It's just like they say, you know, when you're trying to tell a football player, it's all linguistics.
Yeah.
If you say, don't drop the ball, they think, don't drop the ball, and there it goes. It's gone. If you say, hold on to the ball, get a good grip on the ball, then they're much more likely to hold it. And it's weird, but it works.
Yeah. I mean, even stores are laid out.
Yeah.
You know,
I intentionally went counterclockwise around the store last time just to see if it was different. It was interesting.
It feels different, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And not because the aisles are any longer or closer together. It's just because it's that pattern in your brain.
Yeah.
Things
but then it only works so many times before you hit the pattern both ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, for years, if you went one direction,
yeah.
then after that you choose a different direction, yeah, the first couple of times would feel weird.
Yeah.
Then after that, it would...
Yeah, if you keep doing the regular way most of the time, but occasionally go backwards, then it works the same each time.
Yeah. But it's really amazing. I mean, it's just little things like that that...
Yeah.
We really have to do as people to keep, like, some kind of semblance of order.
Yeah, and the way it is... The thing is, even once you realize that this is how people control you or whatever, it's still kind of easy to get into it. It's hard to keep from being controlled the way they want, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to make advertising not work.
Yeah. But unfortunately, you need the control because
yeah.
You can't have a highway where you say, yeah, you know what, and everyone choose their own direction.
Yeah. You can't just pave like a large area.
Yeah. Because then if you don't have the lines or any direction,
yeah,
then you will. You'll have dumbasses coming this way.
And the thing is, it would be really bad for a while. There would eventually kind of organize itself a little bit.
Yeah.
But because the people who are really reckless would tend to die pretty quickly. The people who are just like really cautious would tend to survive. So, but it would actually end up, I think it would eventually develop into some kind of order, but it'd be slower and still be more dangerous than what we've got now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be a hell of a lot more dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much more dangerous, but it would be a lot slower.
Yeah.
Be a lot less efficient.
I mean, what happens if you would take all the traffic lights away, too?
Yeah.
It'd be the same thing. Granted, some areas would be dangerous, then other areas would just be so congested because...
Yeah.
You would just have one flow of traffic going this way, and no one could ever make a right or left.
Yeah.
Unless someone lets you in.
Yeah.
But it's just so many little things like that.
Yeah.
And control or not, but you still need standards.
Yeah. Well, to have a society, you have to have rules.
Yeah.
And to have rules, you have to have enforcers. And coaches. And cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And you got to have a home audience. And the TV rights.
Yeah. Well, think how different it would be if you didn't have any, like, standard for how electricity was done.
Yeah.
My God, you'd have people dead all the time. Because you wouldn't know. I mean, one house would be wired up differently. And
yeah.
It would be insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, these things do tend to work themselves out, just like we eventually settled on, what is it, Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Still, it would be really chaotic for a time.
Yeah. Well, I imagine in the early days when they were building houses and putting electric into them.
Yeah.
That's how it was.
If you've ever seen the electric in an early house, you know that's exactly true.
I know. I remember my grandmother's house. It's amazing more fires didn't start.
I know. The one apartment I had, I used to occasionally, the lights would go out in the bathroom, and I had to go down in the basement and just... use a wooden broom and just like whack on the wires to make it start working again. It's true. I had to do that like twice.
Yeah. It's funny. We've come so long in so many other areas.
Well, the wiring in that place had to be over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And they just spliced into it when they wired up the bathroom.
Yeah.
So it was like this modern wiring. It comes over and it's like taped to this old cloth-covered wire that's like half the size.
Yeah.
And it's covering like, you know, the entire other half of the house.
Yeah. But even when you get people in large groups of people, it's funny, mm-hmm. even when you go to an amusement park.
Yeah.
When people flow into an amusement park, they generally go towards the right at first.
Yeah.
Never to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, when if you go to, put a bunch of people in a large room,
mm-hmm.
and they're serving drinks in the front of the room, but then they're also serving drinks everywhere else and even in the back of the room, everyone lines up at the front.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a few stragglers that go around, but for the most part, the majority always lines up at the front.
Yeah. Other things I've seen where they have somebody like walked in to a store counter or something.
Yeah.
And the guy is like, oh, 1 second, I have it down here. And he goes down below the counter and somebody else dressed identically stands up a minute later with the item. It's like, yeah, here it is. And they never even notice. Because you know, you tend to objectify people in that situation.
Yeah.
So you just, okay. And they found that the people could be very different looking. As long as they were like dressed the same and had the same uniform, nobody even cared. And even the people who did probably notice that it wasn't the same person figured it was probably just another worker.
Yeah.
Thought nothing of it.
That's funny.
And they've tried like substituting different people in the background. You know, they'll shoot like a movie like this and they'll cut to a different scene. And then they'll cut back and they have different people in the background and they say, what was the difference between these two scenes? Nobody knows.
Yeah. Well, that turned out to be interesting.
Talk about
science. So
off topic.
Yes, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
People enjoy stuff. Let's do a whole show dedicated to RC cars.
I probably could. I've been out of them for about 20 years, but I remember I had, like, it was, it always sucks. I mean, it, I bought, like, this absolutely huge, huge RC car, or actually, I got it for Christmas, and that was, like, right as I was getting out of RC cars, so I never even really got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Why didn't I ask for something else?
I always hated the RC cars because you'd have to charge them for, you know, like, 14 hours for 20 minutes of fun.
I got around that by just bugging my parents to buy new batteries. Cars were faster anyway.
Because you really wanted the gas motor, because then all you need is gas. That's
And then you forget to mix in the oil. Those good old two strokes. They have four stroke ones now with camshafts and like rocker arms and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're not that expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, compared to the price of just a two stroke. Because they obviously, you can't make a tiny one. Compared to the price of a big two stroke, they're not that much more expensive.
Yeah.
And they have electric motors that are actually capable of putting out the same kind of power now.
Yeah. I know the you know, just even 15 years ago, the one interesting of what makes the internet great is like all these little niches.
Yeah.
That would be almost impossible to find now. Yeah. You know, now you can find your fellow, I don't know, RC heads if you're into that.
Yeah. I mean, in ways, you did, it was a little, well, it's different now.
Yeah.
Now you have, like, this huge movement, whereas before you would, so you might make, like, a lot of acquaintances all over the country, whereas before you'd make a handful of, like, real true friends locally.
Yeah.
So it's different. You can still make the true friends locally.
It's easier to find the people.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, being that guy that has to hang out at the hobby store all day and,
yeah,
you know, not get arrested for it.
Yeah, stalking.
Yeah. Why are you still here? I went geocaching.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kids like it. It's actually, it's, I mean, we did small ones at first.
Yeah.
Plus, it was really cold out, too. But we did three of them, and it's fun.
Yeah.
So I think once it warms up.
Like a scavenger hunt, but you're not allowed to keep the stuff.
Yeah. No, it's, you can.
Oh.
It's like a, if you do the bigger catches and you go out to find them, it's, you're asked to bring stuff to trade in.
Oh.
So people leave things for you and you trade them out.
I can't imagine that still works.
Apparently it does. It's.
I know there's a good chance I would just end up walking off with everything.
But I mean,
it's. Or I'd bring stuff that nobody wants. It's like Q-tips. What? They're new, I think.
It's not like you're going there. It's like, oh, yeah, there's going to be $10,000 in here.
Yeah.
It's just more of. You know, it's just a big treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere, I tell you.
All right, so should we do our double team? Or is it going to be kind of a single team?
I don't know.
Well, the Anarchy Beast, the movie, this is it was supposed to be released by a major motion picture company, but they had to back out because of all the controversy surrounding the film. So now the filmmakers are looking for a distributor. And I got to see a preview of it when they were trying to attract funding for it.
Okay.
Anyway, it's directed by Hugo de Hugo, the director of Sleeping Balls and the Lockhart Cases.
Yes.
And see, and the whole thing, Anarchy Beast thinks he's a vigilante, right? It's like he's supposed to be like Batman, but cooler.
Yes.
And he claims that he swore to become a crime fighter after his parents were murdered in front of him during a routine mugging. But actually, they live in Florida and get along quite well, in fact. He just likes to kill people.
Yes.
But the thing is, I mean, it's all, I don't know if it was intentional or what, but the exterminator, the bad guy in the film, is the only actual sympathetic character in the whole thing. I mean, yes. You know, the cop who shoots himself in the dick, and then, you know, the exterminator. I mean, he just wants to exterminate roaches. It's not his fault that he got locked in like that chemical tank, and he starts hallucinating and thinks that people are roaches.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he gets killed trying to save his dog. And personally, I thought the dancing was contrived.
Yes.
And the whole thing with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, I guess he needed the work, but come on, stop slumming.
Well, part of the problem, too, is when those 35 extras died on the film.
35, my ass. That's just the official number. It's actually, the director himself told me that they had over 300 extras die just in the one scene.
Hey, you can't destroy them all without somebody dying.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, over 300 killed usually refers to the on-screen deaths, yeah. Not like, you know, the members of the cast.
Yes.
And, I mean, I don't know how many times, like, the union walked off, and then, like, three or four more of them died, apparently, in some sort of knee-breaking incident. And then the union came back after that.
Well, but it did get pretty ugly, though, when they hired scabs.
Yeah.
And they had to cross the line.
Mm-hmm. I tell you. But, this is nowhere near as good as the comic book version. Like, in the Hollywood ending, Anarchy Beast just shoots the exterminator.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they did that. They were running out of money. They didn't have money for, like, the special effects. But, still, you know, when the exterminator accidentally hung himself while trying to save his dog.
Yeah.
And it was very touching in the comic book. And in the movie, it just kind of, it really lost it.
Emotional release.
Yeah. So anyway, do you have any random thoughts? Or did you use them all?
I might have used them all.
This is very well planned.
Yeah, so if you can get that Anarchy Beast movie, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we can talk about? We can talk about the Razzies.
The Razzies. Oh, wonderful.
Yes, everyone's... It says here, Twilight and the Airbender lead to Razzies with 9 nominations.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what the Razzies is, I'm not going to explain it to you. But basically, they award, terrible movies?
Yeah.
And really, I mean, how is Twilight still... How are people even paying to see that?
Well, isn't that what you said about Dirty Dancing on the blog?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I'm being contradictory.
A little.
No, but Twilight doesn't count. The last Airbender.
Yeah.
Was definitely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was great because, you know, my kids wanted to see it and I needed a nap.
Yeah, I guess it beats actually having to have, like, you know, spend time with them or have a conversation.
Yeah. Hey, we're not going to do that. yeah. Hey, I think Archer starts this week.
Archer?
Yeah. It's this animated show on FX.
Yeah.
The new season starts.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty
decent. That's not surprising.
Yes.
I was trying to watch Rocky and Bullwinkle on Hulu, and it was too my connection was too slow.
Yeah.
Those rat bastards.
Does Hulu even still have free stuff anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know it's some of it's paid, or you have to pay for it, or some shit like that.
Yeah. But obviously, I was only watching the free stuff.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even stream to, like, low quality.
Yeah.
That pissed me off.
Well, you know, since we're talking about random stuff, you know, IFC has made my dead to me list. I had to put it on my DTM list because I guess at the start of the new year, I guess that's when they change their programming.
Yeah.
Well, the programming is somewhat the same, except now they got fucking commercials.
Yeah.
And I think the weird thing is they don't. They don't, like, cut out any of the movie. You know, they won't edit the language or anything like that. But they have commercials in it.
Yeah.
It's bizarre and it's terrible.
Yeah.
And I think, somebody wanted some money or... They're playing, like, the old Ben Stiller show now and, like, Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that they needed money, so they fund that. They had trying to do original programming, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just show fucking movies. Because they actually showed some, like, decent stuff, and, like, even, you know, like, oddball and cult movies.
Yeah.
But now, like, in fucking commercials.
Yeah, I remember that I saw a documentary, I think it was on that channel.
Yeah.
Where they interviewed the guy who made Dancing Outlaw.
Yeah.
That was great. If you ever wonder what West Virginia's like, that guy's not exaggerating.
So I had to put him on my Dead to Me list.
Yeah. I didn't know that Jessica White was neighbors to Hassel Atkins.
Oh, neither did I.
Do you even know who that is?
No.
Or Jessica White, for that matter.
No.
That's the Dancing Outlaw.
Oh, okay.
And Hassel Atkins was just like a early pioneer of rockabilly.
Yeah.
But he was just out there. I mean, really out there. The Cramps covered, like, I don't know how many of his songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty much that kind of music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember which... Yeah, there was one of the songs on Bad Music for Bad People.
Yeah.
Which was by Hassel Atkins, I think.
Yeah.
Or Mike have it. It might have been on some, I don't know.
You know, the one thing I really noticed, too, lately is that more and more channels now are doing that shit where the audio is really low.
Yeah.
During a show. Then it, like, suddenly spikes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the commercials start.
Yeah.
So you're, like, constantly, you know, mute or, you know, turn the volume up or down.
Yeah.
Fucking sick of it. Fix it. You know, I know it's supposed to be something, so I don't know. I guess it's supposed to get your attention, but really it just makes you want to hate commercials more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sort of like the negotiating for that, like, you know, extra dollar.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you've already screwed me out of 50 grand, you know, we had a pretty good deal going. Now you want, like, an extra buck for something you should be giving me for free.
Yeah. And this whole, you know, the bad thing about this, one of the bad things about the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
of course, every year it happens, you know, fucking people start talking about the commercials.
Like, yeah.
I want to watch the game because of the commercials.
Yeah.
Then there's that show that's just Super Bowl, like old Super Bowl commercials. There's
well, the old ones, especially if it's for products that aren't made anymore, those can be interesting.
No, but you still need to have standards, and you should not be watching something like that. And I want to say, if you're one of those people that watches a show like that, you are the scum of the earth. And you're even worse than the scum of the earth if you watch it and enjoy it. Like, come on, have standards.
Yeah, come on. I mean, you can't... I don't buy the secretly ironic crap.
Yeah.
Not, you know, there's not that many hipsters out there.
I mean, it's one thing to see a commercial and laugh at it.
Yeah.
But the
the best commercials of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. And that fucking E-Trade baby. That kid's an asshole. I mean, I know it's a computer, it's the baby, and it's got the lips on it, but it's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it. At work one day, we were, like, the pre-shift meeting, we... there
was what? The baby walked in?
No. I mean, somebody was talking about the E-Trade baby. And, like, one of the guys is like, you know, that E-Trade baby's cute. He's like, yeah, it's funny and cute. I was like, you know what? That E-Trade baby. It wouldn't surprise me if he got on TV one day and said, look, mommy's dead on the floor and daddy has a shotgun. You should see everyone's face. We're like, oh my God. It took that a little bit too far. It's like, that's what I see. When I see that when I see this commercial, that's what's happening. It's just terrible. God, I hate those things. They're creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid's like, he's got dead eye. He's
yeah.
Like,
fortunately, I've never actually, I've had to watch it with the sound off.
Just look one up online, and it'll be enough.
No, I don't have the desire. I don't think I could put myself through something like that.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, it's one thing to see a commercial and, I don't know, maybe get a chuckle out of it.
Yeah.
But to get really excited about it, like...
I can't even remember the last time I liked a commercial. At least it wasn't by with that lizard.
Yeah. Actually, the only decent commercial I've seen that I've actually liked is the Allstate commercials with the mayhem. The guy who's doing the commercial, he's like this act. He's a character actor, but he usually plays like real serious parts and things like that.
Yeah.
Like the guy's actually a really good actor. He's been in some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because he just wears this dark suit, and he's driving this truck, this pink truck. He's like, I'm a teenage girl. And I'm talking on the phone. I'm driving to the parking lot. The truck's going back and forth like this. He just winds up ramming into something. It's like,
yeah.
You know, you got to watch out for mayhem like me.
Is that Morgan Freeman?
No.
No.
No, because he's always, hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, he does, I think, the other commercials.
Yeah, for something.
I think it might be for Allstate. I don't know. It seems to me that they're trying desperately to be Geico, and they just don't have that lizard.
Yeah. So if, I don't know, I guess really to end it, if someone wipes out E-Trade and steals all their finances, it's because of that fucking baby, probably.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a huge truck and you just happen to have a rope and a chain, and you just happen to pull the E-Trade building down, they'll tie that back into the beginning of the show.
Yeah, yeah, see, perfect. All right, I guess we should end this, right?
Sure, why not?
All right, so watch out for the E-Trade baby, the fucking thing's demented. And no, it's not a person, so it's okay to say that. All right, we'll see you next time on the couch.